Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And it's Friday. Yay! It's Friday. We need it. A lot of us are exhausted, although for me, I still work on the weekends, so I don't really have a Friday. I'll work every day, but that's me. I'm a workaholic, which I need to stop and need to kind of talk about burnout. So, as a physician and doing telemedicine, and I'm licensed in multiple states, I get a lot of calls, and throughout the pandemic, I got called on COVID and coughs and colds and pneumonia and trouble breathing and diarrhea and all the other stuff that you see. But I got a lot of calls on anxiety, a lot of calls on depression, inability to sleep, eating disorders, and the stress of Americans, we know went up. That's not a new headline. We have a recent study that's come out that said when you look at healthcare workers, 1 in 5 have either anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. 1 in 5 in the study of about 100,000 healthcare professionals, now this was in the Middle East, had reported that. Now, when I look at that study, you know, in the Middle East, you're not as sometimes free to express anxiety and depression. You know, I know in my family, you know, we weren't supposed to cry. Who's crying? Why are you crying? We don't cry. You know, you have to kind of buck up, and there's a lot of pressure in certain cultures to not, you know, my father's Israeli, and you just, you know, you handle things differently. Really, you're crying about that. There's people getting, you know, killed in concentration camps, bombed, and, you know, so you keep hearing that kind of stuff. So relatively, you know, other cultures are not going to be as open with their feelings. There's taboos, there's I'm actually writing a book with one of my former students on the approach of medicine in the Middle East, because what we do in America, going in for pap smears, getting birth control, talking about our anxiety and depression, can't do sometimes in some other countries. In America, they found, I think it was 14 to 18% of healthcare workers that cite depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress. But the problem is bigger than that. Right? What happened with COVID was, I think, the icing on the cake. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. I get called every day by people having issues where I'm like, did you talk to your doctor? Have you seen your doctor? And I keep hearing from them, my doctor left. My doctor's gone. They're gone. The nurse practitioner I was seeing, I can't see anymore. We are having people leave the field in droves. And why is that? You know, we commit our lives and we vow, or we take our Hippocratic oath, medicine, to serve and be there for our patients. It's not technically a lifelong commitment, but for those of us who do what we did to get through medicine, 11 years, and that was the minimum amount of years, my 11 years, right, to become, you know, a family physician and board certified, I knew I was going to be doing medicine for life. But did I reopen my practice? I mean, I left after Obamacare, but am I quick to volunteer to open up my practice? No. It is so inhospitable for a small business owner to open up a medical practice. They make it almost impossible. It's almost like the way the system is, it's rigged against you. We're hearing that hospitals and staff are going to be getting pay cuts. Medicare is going to pay less. There's going to be a lot of people still probably really screwed over, not getting the hazard pay, after all the work they did and the double shifts. And you heard about that 911 operator who died. She was doing a double shift, and we aren't sure exactly what her cause of death is, but she was young and overworked. So at some point, what ends up happening as a healthcare worker is you look and see what you're dealing with. And these people on the front line that saw people die, healthy people begging, saying, please tell me I'm not going to die. Please tell me I'm not going to die. And then they die the next day. But you can't do that too much longer. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I tried to assure somebody they were going to be okay. And, you know, to help fight and to work with us. You're not going to tell somebody, no, your injuries are pretty bad. You're going to die. You don't want to do that. You want to give them hope. You want to be realistic, and you don't want to say, oh, yeah, you're going to jump on out of here. But you're like, look, I need you to work with me. Okay, we're going to be a team. We're going to fight this. I need you to fight, because those that fight do better. And it is so draining. Now, not only is it physically exhausting, the bending, the lifting, the crouching, the getting into a certain position to get, let's say, you know, somebody intubated or you know, get their catheter in or their IV in or, you know, check their bed sore, clean them. I mean, not only is that physically exhausting, but it's mentally exhausting. You can't, when you're in healthcare, go play solitaire or check your phone all the time. You can't have that escape. So at some point it wears on you, and then when you see the death and you see the destruction, and you're like, wait a second, life's too short. That was my issue. Now, I wasn't going to have kids for a while. I was like, you know what, we're going to put it off. I got to focus on my career. You know, I'm going through all this with school. I got to get out there, and I have to build a practice, and I have to. Once I saw everything I saw as an intern, I'm like, no, 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 no. It's all about life. I mean, that's what we're doing this for. And I want babies. I mean, I always knew I wanted kids. But I decided to get pregnant in residency on purpose. June 4th, 1999. That was Hillary Conceived Stone. And I was like, this is what life is about. So, yeah, you're going to have healthcare workers going, you know what? Honestly, I think I want to work less. The more money I make, the more I'm getting taxed anyway. You make a certain amount of money. A lot of nurses aren't getting stimulus checks because, you know, they make that certain amount. They're, a lot of healthcare workers got kind of the brunt of things. So you need to be prepared that your provider might not be there anymore. And you know what? Ask them how they're doing. It really does help when patients care and say, look, I know you got it rough, you know, and thank you, you know, for all you do. And, you know, thank you for putting up with all you've been putting up with. If you can't, 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Novavax vaccine, that's coming around the bend. This one I like a lot. I like the idea behind it because what it is these are little proteins. These are the spike proteins that were kind of made in a lab that's supposed to induce your immune system to then recognize the spike protein. So I don't believe it uses any mRNA or DNA. It's just supposed to be an injection that has the spike proteins. That, to me, it really seems to be a very, very safe and logical way to do this. And the Maryland-based biotech company Novavax has announced that their candidate has a 96.4% efficacy against the COVID-19 illness from the original strain. So that's fantastic. That's even better than what Pfizer and Moderna had. 96.4, because Pfizer was at first 90, and then they Moderna said we're 94.5, and then Pfizer came back going, nope, sorry, we're 95%. But still, better than both of them, just by touch. However, when it comes to the UK variant, that Kent variant, the B117, it's about 86.3% effective. Then it falls to 48.6 for the South African variant. But they said it was 100% efficacious against severe disease, hospitalization, and death, meaning nobody in the trial that got the vaccine had to be hospitalized or died. So their data of the NVX-CoV-2373, according to Stanley Erck, President and Chief Executive Officer of Novavax, said not only provided complete protection against the most severe forms of disease, but also dramatically reduced mild and moderate disease across both trials. So this came from a phase 3 trial in the UK. I believe they're still doing the America trial. And it drew over 15,000 participants aged 18 to 84, 27% of whom were above the age of 65. Novavax noted that 106 cases cropped up, 96 occurred in the placebo group. There were 5 severe COVID cases, but they were all in the placebo group and mostly attributed to the B117 variant. So the trial in South Africa was from 2,600 healthy adults, 240 who were HIV positive and stable, and the company noted that the vaccine was still about 55.4% efficacious among HIV negative participants. So that South African variant, we still got some work to do. Now, mind you, if the flu shot was 55% efficacious, we'd call it a good year. Because it's a fantastic shot when it hits the 60% range. But because we've been told that Pfizer and Moderna can do 90%, 95%, and we're seeing those results in Israel, we definitely want to make sure that we have our vaccines as tight on that as possible. So I don't know if people are going to like its approach to the South African strain. So Dr. Erck expects that the manufacturing rate will ramp up to roughly 150 million doses per month by the third quarter of this year. And they're a little bit behind the other ones, but they think that they will be able to get emergency use authorization as early as May. The Novavax vaccine is still a 2-shot vaccine spaced 1 month apart, but it is stable and at freezing temperatures, and is shipped and ready to use liquid formula, so you don't necessarily have to, I don't believe, dilute. Pending approval, the company has agreed to supply the U.S. with 110 million doses if the timeline holds true. So that's pretty good. I want to see what the Novavax stock is doing. Sorry. Novavax stock. It went up. It had gone down a while back because people thought that they were going to, unfortunately, not be even moving forward because of everything going on with the other vaccines. But it did. And, people ask, do we really need to buy more vaccines? Why don't we know Pfizer works? We know Moderna works. Do we even need to entertain getting more vaccines from Novavax? My answer to that is, oh, heck yeah. Because look at kind of what happened with AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca had to suspend some batches, even suspend their shot, because there were reports of blood clot risk. Now, on that front, AstraZeneca said that of its 10 million records of distributing and administering the vaccine, there was no evidence of increased risk. The World Health Organization said on Friday, we should continue using the AstraZeneca vaccine. European regulators are probing, 30 blood clots among 5 million people that have been given the shot. Now, mind you, that's a very, very small occurrence, but if we aren't seeing blood clots with other vaccines, then, do we really, do some people want to take that risk? But the AstraZeneca is saying there is no evidence of that dangerous side effect or defective batch. So the Austrian premier, Sebastian Kurz, said he would get the AstraZeneca shot. So AstraZeneca did dismiss concerns. People are a little freaked out. And, you know, blood clots are not anything you want to mess with. You know, nobody wants to inject something and then get a blood clot. So if there is something in the AstraZeneca vaccine that could be coagulogenic or, you know, clot-forming, that can really concern people who are trying to avoid stroke, trying to avoid pulmonary embolism, other sorts of things. But Denmark, Norway, Iceland just suspended it altogether. Austria, Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Luxembourg have suspended one batch of doses after a 49-year-old nurse died soon after getting one of the shots. But the AstraZeneca finding today matched those of the safety panel and says there's no indication that the death was caused by that. There was a the death of the Utah woman that has been evaluated and concerned. There was a 39-year-old woman who died after she received, I believe it was the Moderna vaccine. Need to double-check which one. Apparently, yes, it was a Moderna vaccine. Apparently, Utah health inspectors had said that Cassidy Curell, it was not vaccine-related. Family's not believing it. A lot of people aren't believing it. You know, one of you had asked, what do I believe on some of these death cases? I believe that when they investigate causes, they have to be very careful about revealing also personal private information. And when there's another condition, like a heart condition or an activity or, let's say, a drug screen, you know, that might have showed up positive for drugs or something, they might not be that transparent with everything that happened with that person because there's still privacy concerns. But the public needs to know if the vaccine is safe. And I wouldn't be surprised if a very, very rare amount of the time these cases are because it's the components or ingredients in the vaccine that can maybe cause the heart to have a funny rhythm or cause some sort of a reaction, not so much an allergic reaction, but something, whether it's a clot or whether it's an arrhythmia or something. I don't know. We don't have data. We're being told on all these cases, on all these collapses, on all these deaths, that it has nothing to do with the vaccine. But she actually worked as a surgical tech, Cassidy Curl. She's 39 years old. She's a mother of one from Ogden. Family said, look, she was fine with getting it. She told all of us it's fine. You guys should all get it. She got a sore arm after the first shot, no other side effects, but then things took a tragic turn after she got the second dose on February 1. She came in early to her father's room, said her heart was racing. Her parents live with her, and she said she felt like she had to go to the emergency room. So, again, did it put her in an abnormal heart rhythm? I don't know. Did it cause her blood pressure to drop? So apparently the test showed initially she went into liver failure. So the autopsy is going to be done. They don't believe it's anaphylaxis. They don't think, you know, it's a typical drug reaction. But these things keep coming up and people get nervous. Now, again, you know, when we look at the flu shot, when we look at the MMR vaccine, when we look at antibiotics, there are reactions to these. Very rare. And they don't make news always to the degree that these are going to make news. So it sounds like, oh my gosh, every day we're hearing somebody else die from the vaccine. Well, there was a woman in Japan who had a hemorrhagic stroke after receiving the vaccine in Japan. I mean, you know, we're not just looking at America. We're looking now at all over. Like this blood clot case that happened in Denmark, was it? So it looks like we have more, but the incidences are still small. And, I know people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, why would I take a chance if there's any risk? Well, because there's a higher risk of death with COVID than there is with, unfortunately, the vaccine. So that's how I feel on that. I know it's tricky, guys. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials are looking into using a NASA site to house a surging number of illegal migrants crossing the border. ABC News reporting Customs and Border Protection is looking at Moffett Federal Airfield in Mountain View, California, to house some of the unaccompanied minors in custody. Henry Cuellar represents a district on the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. He says the surge is just beginning.
I know March, April, May, June are the high peaks, so, you know, we're about to see the numbers. If we got 100,000 for February, March is going to be higher.
Pump prices are likely to spike this summer as the cost of crude oil continues to soar. Industry analysts say the price of gas could top $4 a gallon in some parts of the country. They blame that on a lack of increased production and rising demand. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says the United States is committed to working with its partners in the Indo-Pacific region and all of its allies to achieve stability in the region.
It's a purpose that I think we all are concerned about. A free and open Indo-Pacific is essential to each of our futures, our countries.
Speaking at a virtual meeting with the prime ministers of India, Australia, and Japan, Biden explained they're launching an ambitious new joint partnership that's going to boost COVID vaccine manufacturing for the global benefit and strengthen vaccinations to benefit the entire region. A group of New York Democrats in the House is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following 6 allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler saying the repeated accusations have made it impossible for Cuomo to continue as governor. Other New York Democrats said all the accusations have been alarming. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a gentleman from Silver Springs that wants to be anonymous is asking about what sort of COVID screening is happening at the border. And the answer is a little bit loose. So the COVID screening that's happening at the border, we originally were under the impression that every single person that comes in gets screened. If they have COVID, they aren't allowed in. They're sent back out. If they, you know, don't have COVID, then they might be processed. But we have gaps and people coming in not through the major border patrol areas. So my guess is we might not have 100% screened and prevented from coming in. And I know that's a big concern as we're looking at numbers and spikes. We're being told that new data is showing that illegal migrant crossing has risen to the highest level in years. Customs and Border Protection have detained or processed 100,441 migrants in February alone. The months leading into the spring and summer are going into peak season for people to be able to leave, you know, because again, the stormy weather and the rains and things like that get out of the rainy season. So as the weather starts to improve, more will come. Plus, you know, people have been waiting for Joe Biden to become elected, as his border patrol or border policies were going to be a lot looser than Trump's. So, and it takes a while as people are coming in from Honduras, El Salvador. And we're being told that 10,000 of these were unaccompanied children. And so, you know, why are children being sent? Well, I mean, there's a whole variety of reasons for people coming. One is, yeah, there could be more economic opportunity, but the other is many are fleeing very, very scary conditions. And you have some families out there saying, kids, if you're strong enough to do this, you know, and you could get over there, and they're not going to turn away a kid that doesn't have a family member, go. And when I see a family allow their kids to make that trek, make that travel, it does signify, I mean, these are people that really want to get out of where they live. And it's scary. Now, there's also some accusations that, look, the way America does it, if you have an unaccompanied minor, and that minor gets into America, the family can then later follow. So, yeah, maybe there is some strategy, but for the most part, it looks like these are people that are done with where they're living, and they want the freedom, they want the protection, they want the health care, they want the jobs, and, you know, America provides a home. And I'm torn, because I am from a family of immigrants. They had to learn the language, they had to take the test, they had to become citizens, they had to pay taxes, they had to do everything, you know, and they did. And because they had to, you know, escape and flee from conditions that, you know, stemmed from the Holocaust, and you know, fortunately they were able to escape to Israel, but still, you know, they just never knew if it was going to happen again, and America seemed safer. So I get that people want to go come to America. It's the best country. I mean, I'm an American. I love this country. There is no doubt people want to come here. But I think people have to go through the legal process. And I think there has to be consistency with our message, where if you can't come back to the United States as an American and come home until you have proven that you are COVID-free and you're doing your quarantine and you're doing everything by the book, then you can't be inconsistent and let other people that have COVID come in without quarantine and without testing and without, you know, you have to have a consistent message. If you're asking Americans to not work and to not go back to work, you need to then not give those jobs to people who aren't citizens. They're, you know, if you have an immigration process and you are asking people to do it legally, then you have to enforce that. There's a legal process. You have to ensure that people are going through the legal process. Otherwise, it's not a process if people can just bypass it and, you know, go around the fence. And when you see some of the spots on the border where there's a fence and then there's openings and there's, you know, people will walk across the fence to get to the opening. The wall, it was stopped. Biden stopped building the wall. I would tell Biden to continue the wall. We do need a border. You could increase agents and you could allow more people to come in, but you have homes along the border that do not have protection, and we have cartels coming over. It's very concerning. You're having Congress make gun control laws, yet there are going to be people coming across the country with guns. You need to be consistent here. You can't make Americans starve, not allow them to have jobs, not allow them to protect themselves, but then allow, you know, illegal immigrants to come in and unfortunately, you know, spread COVID, bring in guns, take jobs. So just be consistent. That's all I want. So I don't know if you've seen some of the videos, but there's a massive line of migrants being smuggled across the Rio Grande, Texas. The clip captured on Thursday morning by former Border Security Operations Manager Jason Jones shows dozens of them standing on an embankment as they wait for boats to bring them across the United States. These small boats appear to be operated by people smugglers, and they are concealing their identity in ski masks. Not COVID masks, but ski masks, because of course they don't want to get in trouble. Now, the footage, from what I understand, has made the rounds, and politicians have seen it. I'm not sure what the politicians are going to do. You know, obviously there's humanitarian causes. There's also secondary gain in terms of voters. What's the next move? So, you know, when I'm asked, you know, what's going on from a COVID perspective or any other sort of, you know, infectious disease perspective, obviously these are people that have been walking for miles, have been trying to hitch rides, not have good nourishment, good rest. You know, these are people that are going to need medical care. And I don't know if like Laredo, Texas, or I don't know if the hospitals along the borders, you know, have the facilities to take care of the migrants. Many people I've talked to, they say the majority of the people in their hospitals are people from Mexico. And so, you know, if the hospital's being, you know, subsidized, when they could stay open, that's great. But these are people that are needing free care, and they're getting free care. But now, what about the minors? So NASA there's a NASA site in California that is being considered as a potential location house for the growing number of migrants coming across the border. Sources told ABC News that plans are still in flux, but the site, called Moffett Field Federal Airfield in Mountain View, is expected to house a number of unaccompanied minors in Customs and Border Protection custody, which has now risen to 3,500. We have 3,500 kids, according to sources and international documents. So Daryl Waller, a spokesperson for NASA, said the Department of Health and Human Services has requested federal agencies to determine whether they have currently vacant properties that might be available and suitable for potential use as a temporary influx care facility for unaccompanied migrant children. So kids need beds, kids need food, kids need safety from the adults. Kids actually need to be safe from other kids, bullies and other sorts of things. Still young teenage girls can get raped and boys can get raped and, you know, there still could be assault and, you know, attacks. So, you know, to make a bed space for unaccompanied migrant children, I mean, there has to be some thought process into security. It's going to take money, too. So thank you, NASA, for jumping in. NASA's going to try to help. But again, it's a bandage on a bleeding wound. We have people coming in droves. And so whether you're concerned about COVID, whether you're concerned about jobs, whether you're concerned about the health of the migrants, I mean, the government has to do something. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So next week is really, really big week for MD and DO students because it's match week and they are waiting to get a job after going through years of school and thousands upon thousands of dollars in debt, depending on where they went. They will hopefully hear next week if they got a job in a residence. In a residency, and then on Friday they'll get to know where. Those who are told they didn't get a job, they're going to have to then scramble and find a residency that has an opening. There's an algorithm, you know, on how people get chosen. So if somebody doesn't match, it doesn't reflect on them being a poor applicant. It's they might have shot for you know, an institution that's a little bit higher than what their grades, you know, might have, or their board scores, or maybe that institution only had a couple spaces and they loved that person and unfortunately had to rank them lower, and then that hospital filled before they could choose their number 3 or 5 or 7. So medical students, who I've been kind of helping coach, had to all of a sudden, all these last few months, get their interview skills going on. And when you have somebody that might not be that likable, you just look at them going, you're not going to get a job. And when I was growing up, it wasn't about likability. You had to be smart. If you wanted to be a doctor, if you wanted to be a nurse, if you wanted to be in healthcare, you needed to be smart and get good grades. So I was actually told by family members, by people in the field, I wouldn't make it, right? Because I was too soft. You need to be able to look at blood. I'm like, I can look at blood. Like, you're too nice. You're too nice, you're too soft. Yeah, you got good grades, but you're not going to make it to medicine. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Now, I could be as tough as the rest of them. And then, you know, I think people change their mind once they know me. You know, I could act all nice, you know, but I mean, if I have to be tough, I could be tough. And trust me, medicine toughens you up. There's no crying in med. Well, actually, there is crying. I've taught some students, you know, if you have to cry with a patient, that, you know, do it, because sometimes you need that release. We have too many healthcare workers with anxiety and depression because they don't get to share their feelings. So if something sad is going on with a patient and you feel like shedding a tear, go ahead. In fact, I think it's endearing. So I have cried with patients. I've prayed with patients. You know, I've held them. You know, I think those are the doctors that many people out there need. But medicine is changing. So medicine, going from you gotta be smart, you gotta get good board scores, it's different. If you aren't likable, I don't know how far you're going to go these days. You might not even make it to medical school. There's some medical schools that are desperate, didn't fill. They're in competition with others, so they'll take, you know, anybody that's going to pay. But for the most part, most medical schools, if you're not likable, and they don't think you can work with others, and they don't think you're going to bust your butt, and they don't think you have the patience, and if they don't think you have the business mind, you might not even get in the door to medical school or get in the door to a residency. Now, business. When I was growing up, I heard in the 80s and 90s that doctors are the worst business people. I was like, why is that? They're making money. You'd think they know how to invest. Now, it's because doctors will do things for free. Right? We will take care of migrants. We will take care of people without insurance. We're doctors. We care about people. And then all of a sudden, you see the numbers. And solo doctors who practice by themselves, like me, all of a sudden we get hit with an Obamacare law that changes the deductibles indirectly to being $12,000 a family. And rather than getting money from insurance companies, you're hoping that your patients will pay. And, well, my patient couldn't pay. It was a great recession. Patients couldn't pay. Well, at some point, if patients aren't paying, how are you going to pay for your staff? How are you going to pay for supplies? How are you going to pay for your licensing? How are you going to pay for your insurance? So you have to be business-minded. And now, in terms of getting hiring, when you get hired as a physician, you can't be ordering the CTs and the MRIs and the things that you were trained. There's now all these certain guidelines you have to follow. And you have to look like you also know how to bill, know how to document, so that institution can make money. You're almost spending more time on the business aspect for your employer than you are on the patient. So there's a lot of people out there, and I get emails and I get messages from parents whose kids are thinking about medicine, and the first thing they say when they try to pitch to me that their child wants to go into medicine is their child wants to help people. Well, that's fine. That's a given, but we're beyond that. Okay? We all want to help people. Yeah, you know, but how does your kid do when somebody poops all over him? Oh, well, they're not really good with feces. Okay, well, yeah, but, you know, that might happen. You know, what is your kid going to do if they're delivering a baby like I did and the bag is coming out first, and there was no bed, and the woman was coming in, so I could barely put on my gloves, didn't have time to put on a mask, and that bag ruptures, and you get amniotic fluid in your mouth. Oh, no, no, they want to help people, like, you know, on scrubs. I mean, you know, you need to be able to get dirty. Don't go into medicine if you're not ready to put your life on the line. Every one of these healthcare workers and admins and physicians and respiratory techs and pharmacists and all that, they put themselves in harm's way to take care of you. Now, I'm not judging. If you listen to this and you're looking for a career and you're thinking, well, gosh, the healthcare sector was safe because they closed restaurants and they closed bars, but doctors and nurses got to work. Dentists got kind of sidelined, which was complete BS. They should have been able to still work, but dental boards kind of said, oh, no, it could spread the disease. So dentists had to kind of be sidelined temporarily. But if you're looking at job security with healthcare, yeah, there's job security, but, you know, you need to be willing to put your life on the line. And there are a lot of people that are leaving medicine. You know, they're like, look, I put my life on the line for 20, 30 years. No need to do it anymore. I got grandkids. I want to be there for the grandkids. And they're allowed to do that. They paid their dues. Just like anybody that wants to leave the military, I will support whatever you want because, you know, you put your life on the line. I mean, you did more than 99% of this country. But there's this push for people to find a career where they make money, and they think that some of the people that I notice attracted to medicine are kind of cocky little sons of guns. And you really need to be likable. You know, in the osteopathic world, they have this test. Actually, they have it also. They had the test in the MD realm. Both sites have now canceled it because of COVID. But the CS test or the PE, they had to test your humanism, your communication and interpersonal skills. Doctors can't be jerks anymore. Doctors have to be able to talk, convey things. Remember the three E's? We have to engage you in order to educate you and enlist you. If you aren't engaged by us, if you don't trust us, there's no way we're going to get to educate you on your diabetes or that colonoscopy, and there's no way you're going to get your diabetes in control or go and get that colonoscopy. So we need to be engaging. You don't have to be a comedian. You don't have to be entertaining. You don't have to be hot. You just have to be the type of person that somebody could trust. Now, one of you will say, well, don't radiologists not have to deal with people or pathologists? But how do you become a pathologist or radiologist? You have to interview for a residency. And if that team doesn't like you, they thought you were a cocky little bugger, you know, when you were a student, you might not get that job. And I see this time and time again. You see students say, yeah, you know, they asked me what I could do, you know, for hospital health, and I asked them, what can hospital health do for me? And I'm like, no, you're not, no, you can't be cocky. So for those of you thinking about medicine, all right, you better, you know, lose the tune, get a personality, you better learn business because, you know, you are not going to be successful as a doctor if you don't know how to invest. And you know, you need to know that you're going to have to work hard your whole life. 1-877-DOLLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.